As land animals, we humans are familiar with only a thin sliver of the ocean, the coast. Our view of the ocean is from the shore. We like beach vacations, shell collecting, sunsets. By contrast, the deep ocean is entirely unfamiliar. It's an extreme habitat, challenging and expensive even to reach and study. It's cold, under tremendous pressure from the weight of all that water above, and midnight dark, all of which are completely foreign to us light-loving landlubbers. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the bottom of the sea. But the deep sea is not deserted, as was once thought. On a journey into the darkness of the abyss, you'd have lots of company. Light-emitting shrimp, deep-sea anglerfish festooned with spiny teeth and huge jaws, and a bioluminescent lure created from a fleshy protuberance of their own body. And they're not even close to being the oddest thing down there. The deeper you go, the weirder it gets. How about thickets of 6-foot-tall, red-tipped tube worms? They look like a forest of giant prehistoric lipstick tubes. Their discovery in 1977 alerted scientists to the idea that life could thrive without sunlight in total darkness. Also called polychaetes, tube worms are chemosynthetic, meaning they're powered not by the light of the sun, but by the heat of the earth. With the help of the symbiotic bacteria that live in their tissues, these tube worms extract energy from the chemicals released into the water by geothermal vents. As scientists explore the ocean ever more deeply in specially designed submersibles, they've discovered a complex web of life and a diversity of habitats. From gooey calcareous ooze to smoking hot vents to cold methane seeps, life has found ways to thrive in each of them. Creatures that can live in conditions we can't, where in fact most life cannot live, are called extremophiles. Most are microorganisms. They may be small, but they're mighty, and we are learning a lot from them. They might even help teach us what life is like on other planets in a new field of study called astrobiology. Other planets very well may have extremophiles of their own. We now know our solar system is full of icy moons. Some of them may have oceans beneath that crust of ice. Deep-sea thermophiles are those that thrive in extreme heat. Acidophiles like acid. Halophiles like it salty. Others live off methane, and all of these organisms are piezophiles, literally those who love weight, able to grow and thrive under hydrostatic pressures that would crush us flat. The current record holder, a hyperthermophile bacteria, lives in a hydrothermal vent in the Indian Ocean. It is able to survive and thrive at temperatures up to 235 degrees Fahrenheit, more than 20 degrees hotter than boiling water. And we think mid-August in Maryland is unbearable? The deep sea is truly a frontier, and it may well be the closest thing we have on Earth to a laboratory for studying life as we don't know it. Learn more about deep sea creatures and meet the extremophiles that live a little closer to home at aqua.org/abluview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.